Good morning. This is your boy K the Barber from Cutting Up Barber Salon, 5701 Yakin Road. I'm in the building with Cab 229 Radio with my boy BJ the Best. We in this bitch. Hold it down.
Yo, yo, yo. Good morning. It's your boy Nameless Validity. Shout out Cab 229 Radio. Shout out the host, BJ the Best. You can find my new project, 10 Green Lights 3, on all platforms. Go stream. Peace and love.
Yeah, Hollywood, you know it's a Hollywood, babe. Young nigga got all these be going crazy. I tell these kids to make sure they stay wave. Stay out the way and keep all your moves safe.
I got fun pocket for acting like I'm a bitch.
She pressure gon' come like a bitch, I'm mad.
All of these digits like it's mathematics.
If I spend a check, you know I bring it back.
Pull up a four, I'ma sip on this Porsche.
It feel like magic on my feet, I'm flowing.
Run around drumming, my hand fuck a host. I treat your head like some bread, boy, I toast. Then butter your bitch, I rub her down with lotion.
I might ball like Kobe, I dunk on a nigga.
Singing these songs, they calling me Trigger. Ride with that pole and I hope I won't miss you.
Good in the me, but I'm stuck in the middle.
Tryna get to that pussy like solving a riddle.
She give me face while I roll up a J. I'ma dry weed on the front of her lace.
Oldest your bitch don't even know her name.
But she screaming my when I'm giving her pain. Giving her dick from all these different names. She love the way a nigga penetrate.
And I got this Tommy, yeah. I shoot you in front your mommy, yeah. No passenger glide right beside me, yeah.
Your bitch love my case, she don't give me no issues. She don't talk back, all she gon' do is listen.
I buy her a bag and some jewelry that glisten.
Shawty a savage, she won't take no prisoners.
And I be the back and then get back to business.
Hollywood, you know it's a Hollywood, babe. Young nigga got all these be going crazy. I tell these kids to make sure they stay wave. Stay out the way and keep all your moves safe.
I got four pockets for acting like I'm a baby.
She pressure gon' come like a blitz, I'm mad.
All of these digits like it's mathematics.
If I spend a check, you know I bring it back.
Pull up a four, I'ma sip on this Porsche.
It feel like magic on my feet, I'm flowing.
Running around drumming, my hand fuck a host. I treat your head like some bread, boy, I toast. Then butter your bitch, I rub her down with lotion.
I might ball like Kobe, I dunk on a nigga.
Singing these songs, they calling me Trigger. Ride with that pole and I hope I won't miss you.
Children would do some horrible shit. Let me tell you what they was doing, BJ. These bitches had got the baby seat and put a string on that bitch. We lived on the second floor. That motherfucking Dariana had my children outside the goddamn window letting them down. And the motherfucking baby and Jamie baby seat.
They was just chilling.
No, they was sneaking out.
Oh, they was sneaking out.
Sneaking the fuck out. I had two jobs because at that time Mr. Glover had the cancer. Mm. So I said, you took care of me. You been rocking with me. You just stay here with them and I'll go to work. And that's what we did. And he got his little check. He got a little Social Security. It was only $500. But he got that. He would give me all that and I'd work and I just put all that together. And I was hustling at the same time. Mm. We'll put all that shit together and we'll make it work. We would make that shit work in that apartment. But he would stay in their asses. One day he got mad at them motherfucking children. Bitches was so bad. He had JB in his arm and they was cutting up so bad. Damn. He told the motherfuckers to leave. I had came in. I'm with that sneak, get ready to go. Because Burger King was from 6 to 12 or 11. And then I go to the other job from 4 to 12. So I come in. I'm trying to sleep. I wake up. My sister say, do you know where your kids at? I'm like, what? They right here. I'm right here in the house. She said, you still ain't right. I said, no. I'm here getting ready to go to the next job. She said, your kids is down here. These motherfucking children went across the bridge, nigga.
They done trapped it all the way up?
Look, they walked at least. They walked at least. Ooh. They stay from here to my job.
Mm,
so from here to my job, but they had to go across a little bridge.
Mm.
in night clothes, nigga. It's a motherfucking nightclub.
How old are you?
She was probably about 7 or 8, and they was little. They was about 4. They was little and shit. I was like, what
they
the?
They got no train. That's gang gang all the way to the
look. He called me. He said, you need to come check on these children. I don't know what to do with them no more. I been hiding, because if you knew the shit that he told me, if you knew the shit these children do, you would kill them. I said, what? Why you ain't said nothing? He said, because I know you don't want to kill them. He said, look, you just go out to come here. I get that Deonis, look out the window. Look, this motherfucker had a ladder to the window. No window, stole the maintenance man ladder. So I'm laying here. This is, look how I find out. Because he had called me and said, you got to come home. She gone. I don't know where she at.
Right.
So I'm on the couch waiting on her to come through the door. And I know I locked that bitch. So when I get up, I got up a certain time and went in there. And she was in the bed. Now I know goddamn well she wasn't in no motherfucking bed. I went and looked out the window. The motherfucking maintenance man, they done went and took the maintenance man ladder. Nigga, they took the maintenance man ladder, shit. Yo.
How she learn all this stuff? Or she just always been
there? I don't even know. I don't know because I was working. I hustled away from the house, so I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I'm like, you ain't never tell me none of this shit. He never told me. That's how I know he was a good man, because he tried to protect them longest.
Like, look, now y'all know y'all wrong for what you're doing, but
look, he sit there some days, he would be crying. The only thing, he don't hold Jamie on his lap. And I was like, man, shit. But Mr. Glover, man, I'm going to tell you, he picked it smooth and quick, too. He in school, and only got 9 months at this school for high school. He in school, he picked who he wanted well. So he would buy lunch for people. You know what I'm saying? Certain girls. He had some white girls too, because I peeked it. I sit back and watch.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this nigga buying these crackers some food. I said, oh, I get it. But at that time, I was doing it back too. I would always make sure when I felt like he didn't have nothing, I'd look out. So one day when I peeked what he was doing, I quit talking to him. I go around. I see him coming one way, I go the other motherfucking way. I got that nigga good. I go the other goddamn way. See him coming this way, he coming to this third clap, I get my ass up and go the other way.
Mm.
I did this shit for about 2 or 3 days, and finally he came and said something to me.
Dude.
He said, you ain't talking to me. I said, hell nah, I see what you do. I see you right here with these white bitches. go fuck with them, bye. He said, I wanted to ask you where you be my old lady. He said, I will tell you the truth. He said, you the only one did the things that I did for you. He said, I know you will have my back. He said, I know for a fact you'll have my back, because I did just like I did you. I did all of them, and you the only one gave something back. That's how he picked. And I'll never forget that. Mm. Never. Never, ever. I never forget that shit.
That's definitely a real testimony right there,
kid. I never forget. He told me that. He said, you the only one did what I did for you. You did it back to me. He said, them other motherfuckers, the white chick, the light skin with the Puerto Rican, they never bought me lunch. He said, but you the only one did, you know, like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, damn. But that's the man I know that loved me. The one that when I tell you, I used to be hurt, and this nigga be like, don't worry about it. He said, you might be bit, but you ain't broke. He said, you might not have what you want in your pocket, but you ain't broke. And he was in a halfway house. And he had turned the halfway house into his little shed where he work on the cars and do the upholstery on it. Man, I watched him turn that shit into take some rag, that car you got, that nigga will take them seats out and cover them bitches.
Shit.
Measure the shit and cover that shit. That shit was amazing. And we'll sleep out there too some nights. Right out there, he'll fix that bitch up for me to sleep.
Damn.
Damn sure did. It'd be comfortable too. Yeah, I sure did.
He said he'll take the whole, a whole couch and repost.
Take the couch, take the pillars off, get the thing. He had a sewing machine out there in the little shed. That was his little work area. Sewing machine. Sew that shit, measure them shits, put the damn double, you see how the double line going across? Man, that nigga would put that shit, recover this shit, take that all that off and recover it, keep all that, measure all that, put that shit back, fit that shit back. It was just amazing. Amazing.
I definitely would have loved to learn how to do carpentry, but... I feel like carpentry will bring back some shit. Your dad will save some money. I'm like, hello, what the hell we bring back these damn cars?
Especially when it was sturdy, like this one right here, all this need to be is covered. Take this bitch and measure it and cover it. People will throw this out, but you can recover that.
I feel like that's one of the toughest cars I've ever seen.
Somebody. Yeah, and it's sturdy. Like that one, like ain't it, as long as it ain't stumped down, you could go on the side of the road and find. We used to go on the side of the road. Man, this nigga made a motherfucking jewelry box out of fucking old shit. Just a jewelry. We stole that with the lady and we showed the lady and the lady bought that bitch from us for $100. A jewelry box. Nice set with the little, he put the little things in the middle of it and we made it out of a box. Just an old wooden box. Turned it into a jewelry box. Awesome, man. That was a good man. He the only one gave me a boy. I say the motherfucker. We was laughing one day. I said, you the only motherfucking man gave me a boy. The bitches was sorry. I came to this conclusion.
Damn.
Now all the motherfuckers give me a boy but you.
So is the first one or whatever the other kind is?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we had to start, we had a number of boys and you wanted a girl.
Yeah. I want to admit, man, look. But when you have all them children like that, that goddamn. The only reason I had kids is everybody died. Look. Everybody died. No mama. They ain't got no grandma. None of that. No aunties. You know, not, I mean, they got aunties, but them bitches crazy. My sister and them, they be on some other shit. But they really ain't got nobody. They ain't got, they don't know what no grandma is. Oh, grandma, you know, my kids don't know what that is.
Yeah, I can definitely say that. I can't tell you what grandpa is, man, but definitely.
They don't grandma. Even know what a grandma or grandpa is.
I can't say that. But we're going to see. But the main thing is, just doing what we got to do to stay on top, you know what I mean? Because.
And what is
we
that?
We can't help that.
When you come for something and bitch ain't show you how to stay on top, what is being on top?
What is, you know, what, it's what really is, no such thing.
Exactly. Because look at Biden. Now, even though he fought hard to get that motherfucker look broke down, who the fuck want to look broke down? That motherfucker had gray and gray.
But at the end of the day...
Look at him, though.
At the end of the day, it was enough conversation to pick the right president. Everybody was tripping about dumb shit, talking about how this person was looking. Hell, we didn't even have to vote.
I didn't.
You get what I mean? Like, everybody had a choice to make a choice.
I ain't voting no more. These high-ass prices, and I want, you know what, not to be mean, but I think we should protest on voting, and a bitch shouldn't vote at all. If we got together, fuck a vote, because what we voting for, what we get, we voted these two motherfuckers in here, what we get? Gas, $6 a gallon, $5, bitch, food, up 10, 12 point some percent time, what the fuck we picked them for?
But the question is, who, people are scared to take on the responsibility of being a free nation. Like, that's a job. Y'all wanted Biden because he looked like the president. You didn't want to hear Trump in the White House talking about grabbing.
We had to, I'd rather have, I ain't never had to pay this high gas for Trump in the CIA. Look,
but,
I ain't trying to be funny.
Right.
Shit wasn't like this when he was in the seat.
You right.
A bitch had to go get a job.
But they got mad because he was...
Man, fuck that. Yeah, he was wrong for the Make America Great with the racial slurs.
No, no, no. I'm just saying, who gives a damn? Because at least he tells the truth. Exactly. Biden lied to us. Last time exactly. I watched black news and white news.
Exactly.
From the black news, I'm like, damn, he could have had... It could have been a help by now. Why the hell ain't help by now? Shit, hell. Y'all about to spend all this money just going
look,
out.
When they tried to start that little war, I don't know what Trump did. He shut that shit down. We didn't go to that war. The soldiers didn't get deployed. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You remember when they tried to have, and it might, you know, it's old. I don't remember exact details, but when they went to try to fuck with them Ukrainians, mm-hmm. when he was in the sea, he went over there and took care of that shit. Am I right or wrong?
I ain't studied that one. But you could be right because, I mean, that's a lot of shit to be keeping up with. You know, you at that time, you was there on that.
Man, I weighed out the pros.
I tell you what, even with that, right, it was a time when Ice Cube, right, this is real footage, right, the same way you're talking about that. Ice Cube literally made a, he came with a Black America contract. He was like, he's going to, you know, put it out there to both parties. The nigga went to the Republican and he went to the Democrats, right? Biden was like, we ain't got time to discuss that.
Trump, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they went to Trump. They went to Trump with that shit.
They went to Trump. And Trump was like, all right, well, cool then. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, they was going to actually talk about it.
I think I want Trump back.
Now, I'm not saying advocating for neither side.
But because it was, man.
I just feel like, as you know, if America is a business, right now, as a, you know, if I'm a black business, if I'm black, and that's the term that I'm supposed to put on my motherfucking paperwork, right? Then we need contract work or better deals than what the fuck these civil rights people have done for us. Like, they deals are selling us the fuck out.
Yeah. We still don't get nowhere. They going right here. Oh, vote. Oh, this. Get my man to be the city. And what the fuck?
And then you don't see him for 4 years. You don't even see him for 4 years.
And then how the fuck, man, look, they need to check, man. Our laws is so fucked up, yo. How the fuck we ain't got no tenant rights? How the fuck this cracker say you cannot, well, he said, ma'am, I understand what you're going. He said, he asked the lady, did she see these pictures? That's how the disgusted that man felt. Because I know.
You look just like what they think black people should be looking at. Like, the people ain't never look like this. You think about where they coming back from. Think about where they coming from.
That, oh, yeah, he was old. That bitch had gray hair, too.
Like, he's to a say, part of the bullshit.
I wish I could have said, sir, you know what? You won't be in this judge seat next year. I wish it was a way I had the power to say, you won't be sitting in this seat next term.
That's the conversation we need to be having. You see what I'm saying? Because they
you
be sitting.
You will not be sitting in this seat next. I'm going to move, but you won't be sitting here the next term. You will not be the judge.
Hold on. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Everybody got these GOAT conversations. I feel like LeBron. Money hungry content. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. Give me the rock at the top of the key, and I bet no one's stopping my drive. Got a couple that's loyal and riding with me, so you know it ain't nothing to slide. Got a youngin' that shoot like Ray Allen from three, and he stay with the heat on the side. It's a Glock with a 30 that sit underneath, in case they think it's sweet cause it's size. Baby, my nigga slime. Started from dirt, had to train like no other. I hit the booth cause the words of my brother. My shit the truth, nigga, word of my mother. Word on my set, I'm a threat to you fuckers. I ain't impressed by the talk of the clutter. I'm tryna run up a check from the gutter. If niggas run up, I guess it's another statistic. They missing my hope. That he suffered. Somehow I'm a threat to him, a stress to him, cause I'm palming the little bitch next to him. I ain't never concerned what the rest doing. They're set cause they smell the success brewing. I go stiff on the bitch since she all in my drip. More problems, more dollars, I'm all for the split. He pop it, I drop him with all of the clip. He gon' wear that 30 like Steph be drip. I made up my mind when I stepped in this bitch. I want everything I can stretch with this shit. Every gram, every crumb, I'm finessing this bitch. Just that fit in our rap, be careful with this. I made up my mind when I stepped in this bitch. I want everything I can stretch with this shit. Every gram, every crumb, I'm finessing this bitch. Just that fit in our rap, be careful.
I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real. I feel like LeBron for real. Cause I'm from the South, put on for the West. I feel like LeBron for real. But I'm guessing that mean that I feel like the best. I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real.
I feel like LeBron for real. For real. For real.